Paul Petrie came to Washington State University as a junior faculty member in the College of Education. Now he's the chancellor of WSU Everett. The ascent is impressive, and so is the WSU Everett campus. Dr. Petrie has always been interested in higher education and education policy. It's taken him from his home in Western Washington to the Northeast, to the South. Oh, and there was a little stop in there at the U of I where he played football under famed coach Dennis Erickson. We had the chance to sit down with Dr. Petrie just to get an update, to find out what's going on at WSU Everett, and to find out what brought him to higher ed in the first place. Education Eclipse starts now.
Education, news, and research. These are the conversations happening inside education, athletic training, sports science, and sport management that are going to transform each. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Back here on Education Eclipse with Paul Petrie, Chancellor of WSU Everett. Thanks so much for being with me, first of all. This is an awesome campus you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for interviewing me.
Yeah. I think a lot of our folks, they've seen your photo, College of Education, but it's been a while since you've been intimately involved with the college. You've had so many leadership roles now within WSU system, and rightfully so. So take us through a little bit of the background and when that intersected with the College of Education, and then how the heck did you come to be at WSU Everett?
Well, first of all, they do let me have some interaction with the College of Education. Every now and then I'm on a dissertation committee. And so, yeah, so they let me have some activity there.
Good.
And they have some patience with me because, sometimes I forget the policies, but they've been very helpful. And so it's always good to be able to work with some graduate students. So just kind of give you a sense of how I got involved with Everett is that...
Take me back even further.
Okay.
Not from the moment you were born, but how'd you get into the field? And
oh, I see.
I mean, I've read through your bio as well as I'm sure folks have, and it said you were at Auburn University.
That's right.
And yeah. Football's very serious there, by the way.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And how it came to be that, the Pacific Northwest was the appealing thing for you.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I'm from Seattle.
Okay.
And so I graduated from Roosevelt High School. And got my first experience in the Palouse as an undergrad. I attended University of Idaho. I don't tell everybody, but
right.
I'm really a
go Vandals. That's fine. Go Vandals.
Yeah, I'm a Vandal underneath.
We wouldn't say that if they were a real threat to us in athletics, right?
So,
sorry to throw shade on your alma mater.
No, they're back in the big sky, so they're going to be coming up there. I have confidence in that. So played football there. I was on an athletic scholarship. Played football. And once I completed football, hadn't quite completed the baccalaureate, so I transferred to Western Washington University where I got my undergraduate degree. And when I was at Western, that's really where I kind of developed a sense that higher education might be a path for me. They had what's called a paraprofessional program. And actually, I really was just a work-study student, but I was the assistant to who was then the director of their multicultural services center, a gentleman named Luis Ramirez, and is an excellent mentor to me, and really introduced me to the fact that I might have an opportunity to have a career in higher education. And so that's kind of where it started. Once I landed a position on a college campus, I really decided that this was the place for me and that that I needed to really think about pursuing a career. And was fortunate I had some mentors that told me that, yeah, you probably can have a successful career in higher education. People like Millie Russell, Emil Petrie, my cousin, and Enrique Morales, people like that who said, yeah, you might think about a career in higher education. And then so what I did was I went into a master's degree program. It was called Student Personnel Administration in Higher Education. Kind of a long title.
Hey, that tracks for higher ed.
Exactly. And so that was at New York University.
Okay.
Worked there for a couple of years. I went to school there for a couple of years. Got my master's. Moved back to Seattle. When I was moving back, I had an interview at the Greater Seattle Chamber of Commerce. Worked there as manager of community relations. And in that position, I had a couple policy committees. So I was in both K-12 and higher education. And also I was associate director for what was called Partners in Public Education, small nonprofit that directed business resources into Seattle Public Schools. So I was still in the education arena, but kind of from the business perspective. Mm-hmm. And then was asked to interview for a position at Olympic College, and got that position. I was coordinator of their 2+2 program, so these baccalaureate degree completion programs. Mm-hmm. And they were just starting that. You know, Olympic College is out on the Kitsap Peninsula, and so they have a large place-bound population, students who would either need to jump on a ferry to come to Seattle for a degree, or they'd have to cross a Narrows Bridge to get a degree. And so they were really focused on how they could get some state-funded four-year programs there. And then they were granted some dollars by the legislature. They hired me with that, and then I launched their first baccalaureate degree completion Wow. programs. And so that was kind of why I ended up in this position, because there was knowledge that I had, Yeah. this background in starting these programs and having some success Yeah. with that. And then, you know, went to Central Washington University for just a quick period of time, and then went back and got my doctorate at University of Maryland, College Park, because I have this interest in the intersection between policy and education.
Well, you did a little of both. I mean, even from a business lens.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And did my doctorate at University of Maryland, College Park, got my first position in higher education, in faculty at Auburn University, and was there for probably about 3 years before I was hired away by Washington State University. And so here I am.
Yeah.
I've been at Washington State University for 15 years now.
Everybody, I think people remember it was well publicized when Vancouver came online and Tri-Cities and Spokane.
Yes.
And I talked to folks that are like, wait, there's something in Everett. Yes, there is.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm not sure. How did like that all come to be that it went from what I think we were calling it something at North Puget Sound, and then it's an established campus now.
Yeah, we are an established campus. And so the way it started was that essentially this community, the North Puget Sound community, which is made up of Island County, Skagit County, and Snohomish County, and Everett is the county seat for Snohomish County, of course. And so this three-county region had been working for probably 30 years, almost three decades, on getting a four-year institution. And really the focus there was to have a university to help with the economic development in the region, you know, a region that is really rich with manufacturing, mm-hmm. Of course, with Boeing's biggest plant being here and their supply chain, but just general manufacturing, about 12% of the labor force here is in manufacturing outside of aerospace. So it's just really big in manufacturing. Of course, there's also other technology with software and computers and biotech, and so it's just a really rich area. But this region just felt as if there needed to be more higher education so that their citizens could take advantage of these high-skilled, high-wage, this high-skilled, high-wage employment. And so they've been pursuing, you know, a four-year institution for quite a while. The legislature did see in their wisdom to start this university center. So there was a university center that was located on Everett Community College's campus. And then, they had many fits and starts with different universities and potential for starting a four-year institution.
I saw a tiny little banner down on one of the poles that says University of Washington, Bothell. But they don't have the huge flag like we do, so.
No, they're here. They
yeah,
are here
yeah, yeah.
because they're part of that university
center. We can
coexist,
center. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The university center still exists.
Yeah.
But in 2010, Washington State University, led by Elson Floyd, and the mayor of Everett came together and decided that that you know there was a good opportunity for them to work together to establish a four-year institution right here in the North Puget Sound region. And so they in 2011 they put together some legislation that would, instead of just plopping down a brand new campus, that would start with this university center and then grow that into a branch campus of Washington State University. And so Elson Floyd and Ray Stephenson, who was the mayor of Everett at that time, really took the challenge on and went down there to the legislature and worked on making that happen. Okay. And then so there's legislation that passed in 2011 that said that, that Washington State University would indeed become the leader of this university center and build it into a campus. And then Elson gave me a call. I was on our Vancouver campus at the time. And he said, I need you to go to Everett. And the rest is...
I serve with the pleasure of Elson Floyd.
Yeah. And so it's been a labor of love. I mean, it's sure. It's an excellent community, just a great opportunity.
How important is that for WSU, though? I mean, we're the land grant, right? Our obligation is to serve folks. From the outside, they might say, hey, well, University of Washington's so close. Maybe they should just have that four-year university designation right there in Everett. But because we are the land grant, we serve, you know, people of the state. I mean, it seems like it's the right fit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that the fact that we're a land-grant institution, our mission is to provide education to educationally underserved communities. This was clearly an educationally underserved communities. It was the biggest community in the state without a four-year university presence. And so that's kind of why we thought that this would be a good opportunity.
Of course, you always start small, but over time, I mean, you see a lot of universities, they start growing, enrollment starts going up. I mean, as people start finding out more about it and that it can serve their needs, I mean, what's the outlook?
Yeah, I think the outlook is bright, and we have a lot of opportunity for growth. And so currently we're working on adding some new degree programs. And I think that's really the key, is continuing to add to the base of our programs, and we'll continue to grow. Of course, we're upper division only, so it's a little bit more challenging in that way because, you know, most of your expense in terms of educational offerings is at the upper division. Mm-hmm. But at the same time...
So you don't have UCOR type courses?
No, we don't.
Right.
We don't. And so most of those are taken, students take those at the community college. Mm-hmm. And but the good thing about it is it's an excellent model because we work hand in hand with the community colleges, and students can start there and they can get their GURs at a lesser rate. And then they can transition to Washington State University or one of our partner institutions and complete the baccalaureate.
And I don't speak for the university or the college necessarily in this. My personal, I went to community college. It was great, you know, at the time. I think it was well suited for, yes, for what I needed. And I transferred to WSU mm-hmm. before grad school. So I did my undergrad at WSU the last 2 years. And it was fantastic. And I see the community college model very much as a land grant in many ways.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, because they are providing opportunity to the community. They're right embedded in the community.
What has been the hardest challenge? What's been the thing that, whether you anticipated it or not, has caused sleepless nights or, you know, a little extra coffee you've had to drink during the day?
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee. I think one of the biggest challenges, especially initially, is just there were so many moving parts and so many organizations that were a part of making this all happen. And so, and that's both externally, you know, the number of universities, community groups, you know, that type of thing, but then also internally, you know, when we were making the transition to the leadership, there are a lot of units within WSU that had to be a part of it as well. So it took a lot of coordination.
Yeah.
And a lot of moving parts.
Okay, so the favorite part, though, what's been your favorite part of it?
Yeah, I think my favorite part of this has been watching students walk across that stage at graduation, being able to shake their hands. And I'll tell you, I get choked up, you know, because you see their growth. And in their growth, you also see, I see our growth. And they're going on to do exceptional things. The other thing that's really been exciting is just working with our faculty. We have some faculty members here. They're just on fire. You know, they just have such passion for working with our students and making sure that they get the best education possible. And not only that, but that they have experiences outside of class that enhance their skills. And it's just been great. The other thing I think is has really been important is just our staff, you know, and just the kind of duties that they take on. Because when you have a small organization like ours, it's kind of a startup, you know, people don't wear one or two hats, they wear multiple hats.
So folks. You're chancellor and janitor, by the way.
Oh, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. I was just picking up some papers just a minute ago. So you have to wear multiple hats, but you also have to really care. And you know, people don't, and this goes for our students, our faculty, and our staff, people don't become a part of an organization like this unless they believe that it has a lot of potential and that they can see the vision. And
you so got those, me believing. I'm ready to move over here now.
So those are the kind of people that are here, you know. And so that's really the joy of this.
That's awesome. We talk about meeting needs. Obviously, there's a huge shortfall we've talked about. I mean, we've beaten it with a stick of teachers,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We are doing our best, and I know that the state has said we got to change enrollment numbers. Mm-hmm. You do have community colleges now that are offering four-year degrees in teacher education. You know, because you've been involved with the College of Education, what unique aspect does the College of Education at WSU have to serve our state that maybe folks don't have, you know?
Well, we have the expertise, and we have both depth and breadth of knowledge in education. And I truly think that WSU College of Education is second to none. And I think that it'll take a little bit of time, but I think that with a little bit more activity and a little bit more connectivity, I think that people will realize the real kind of treasure that WSU College of Education is.
I'm just amazed every time I talk to Tariq Akmal. Mm-hmm. That guy has his finger on the pulse of everything going on in the teaching profession.
Like,
he knows every bill that's going on. I mean, I don't know where he has time to watch bills in Olympia, but
I just heard that he's over here for a meeting today.
Okay.
I just heard that my wife teaches.
Something's going on here because I think he's cloned himself because I think he's also over in Pullman sometime later.
Okay.
So
yeah. That's
incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you get emotional watching students. You're a football player. You're a big softy football player. Right?
Well, you know.
Well, so tell us.
They're like my kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
My students.
So what'd you play? Center of the bench is not a position.
No.
What'd you do there at U of I in terms of playing and who'd you play for?
Yeah, so I was a free safety.
Okay.
And so I started off with Jerry Davidge. He's out of Pennsylvania, and so he was our coach for my freshman year, my redshirt freshman year. And
not to date you, but when was this?
I'm not going to tell you. No, you have to look it up. Dennis Erickson came in.
Okay.
My redshirt sophomore year, he came in.
Okay, now I think everybody can start piecing this together.
So you had
Dennis Erickson, huh?
Yeah. And that was kind of the upswing for the
program. Yeah.
Yeah. We had some good years.
Yeah. Did you beat the Cougs?
When I was there, no, we did not.
I'm sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
That's cool.
Now you are a Coug, man. Yeah, so that's
there you go.
There you go. I told you yesterday, late last night, I wanted to get. have people get to know you a little bit more, right? Who is this guy other than he's just the chancellor, right?
Well, I mean, I also was a junior faculty member of the College of Education, so.
There you go. That's true.
Yeah.
So tell us a few of your favorites. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book. The thing about me and reading is that I'm not big on, like, fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on things that are real practical where I can learn.
So you're not lost in a Nora Roberts novel on a...
Not a big novel person.
Me either.
I need that practicality.
Yeah.
So one book I did read that was, I guess it's kind of a novel, The Alchemist.
Okay.
Paulo Coelho. And that was a book I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed. But it had some practical pieces that you could take from it. You know.
So if you don't like fiction books, do you like fiction films? So movies.
So it's a toss-up, and I had this conversation with someone recently. It's a toss-up between Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. I gotta be honest.
Hey, okay, I don't know about the toss-up between the two, but Godfather, at least the first one, is routinely ranked in as one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the conversation around those two movies was about Godfather 2 kind of having that kind of historical context.
A lot of people do like that.
Yeah.
That one better.
Yeah.
So,
my normal...
give me a second movie now, just because now you got me going.
Okay. I like a lot of Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
movies.
Who doesn't? He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
What about music? What do you listen to if you're gonna gonna turn the volume way up in your car? What's it gonna be?
Yeah, it's gonna jazz. I like jazz. Yeah, I'm a big jazz fan. My brother actually is a bassist, so he plays both the electric bass and he's a business guy. But one of the things he's done in his life is play music, and so he plays the electric bass and the upright bass. So early in life, I got into jazz. And,
nice.
And, so that's something I really.
So what's something that people don't know about you that might be interesting? You know, whether it's you have an interesting food you like, you have one leg shorter than the other. You know,
I like photography. Not that great of a photographer, but I enjoy taking pictures. In fact, I was driving into work today and was looking across Lake Washington, and Bellevue just kind of had this red hue early in the morning, and I had to stop and snap a picture, you know. And
cell phone quality picture.
Exactly. But I had to do it.
Had
to have it. And so I like that. Like to travel. Spend a lot of time with my family and, and that type of thing.
Tell me about your family.
Yeah. So I have my wife, Charisse, who is a faculty member at Seattle University. My daughter, Gabrielle, is a high schooler, 10th grader. And I have a pretty big family in Seattle, a lot of trees. And
Is that a good or bad thing for you?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, we all grew up together. So this is something that'll be interesting. We all went to St. Mary's. So at one point in time, I think there's like 12 or 14 of us. So there are like at least one, sometimes two people in each grade. And so that's kind of an interesting fact.
All right.
Yeah. About the Petries, the Petrie clan.
What were your parents doing that you were here? I mean, you said you grew up in Seattle area and
my dad, he spent a lot of time working in housing. Well, real estate and then housing, like in the 60s, there was a thing called Model Cities where they were putting a lot of investment into the inner cities. And then so he was working to help people get dollars to improve their homes or to purchase homes and that type of thing. And then after a while, I think that, you know, kind of focus may have gone away in terms of our national kind of investment. Yeah, and then so he actually then moved into the federal government and he worked for the Veterans Administration in housing. And he actually was an appraiser for the VA.
Oh, okay.
And then my mom was a French and Spanish teacher. She taught about almost 40 years for Seattle Public Schools.
That's cool. Yeah. So there was a little education there in your background.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Very good.
A lot of education.
At the risk of, I don't know, whatever, you have an open mic, so I'm going to let you, anything that you want to add. It's always the question. This is always the one that I worry about for some people.
No. The thing I would say is that I've just had an excellent experience at Washington State University in general. First being in the College of Education as a junior faculty member, and then now working on this project here in Everett, and I really feel fortunate to have been able to take on this role, especially, and I thank Kirk Schultz for having the confidence in me that I could be the chancellor, because there was an interim chancellor before me, a guy named Bob Drewell, who's just an icon in this area, and has been a real mentor for me. And but it's really been a great opportunity. It's just such a great community. They're so supportive of Washington State University and Washington State University Everett. We even have Huskies up here who support us, you know, and that's really a great thing. And it's really been a great opportunity for me, because my interest, in terms of my research, in terms of a lot of the work I've done, it's all been all about access to higher education. Uh-huh. And this this project here in Everett is all about providing access. And so that's something that's been really a labor of love for me, and a real opportunity. And so that's what I would say.
I can just tell you that from conversations I've had, for what it's worth, you've been a real blessing to WSU and to the College of Ed and to this campus. So appreciate that. Yeah,
just as
a WSU employee.
So, I appreciate that. I really do.
Paul Petrie, the Chancellor of WSU Everett, appreciate you joining me, and go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.